Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Make an Information Product to Sell from Your Home Doing the Thing You Love Most, Even If You Don't Know Where to Start. It's an interview with Stephen Bird, the 13-year-old bird watcher. Stevie may only be 13, but he's pretty far ahead of the curve. He loves bird watching and has already decided he wants to create an audio information product on the subject. In fact, he's already gotten off the couch, conducted his first interview, and has secured a URL for his audio marketing secrets work. But he isn't sure where to take it all from there. So in this audio consultation, you'll hear me guide him and his mom through the entire process, from URL blank page to successful audio marketing secrets web presence, including tips on the kinds of experts Stevie should try and interview, what he can say to easily land them, and how he can package his audio interviews once he's done. You'll also hear me give him advice on how to form the kind of joint venture deals that will instantly take his business to the next level. You'll also hear the vital importance of the free interview giveaway and how to use it to build credibility and a quick email list. You'll learn a simple laundry list of ideas for joint ventures, including the best ways to approach some with an offer they probably won't be able to refuse. You'll learn how to get experts to reveal their best secrets in a 10-minute interview. You'll learn three ways to use audio interviews as automatic traffic directors to your website while you sit back and let them do much of the work for you. You'll learn the most important thing you have to do with your website in order to be successful. You'll learn the top two reasons experts will want to do an interview with you and how to use that to get interviews simply. You'll learn a surprising solution for creating sales letters for only a couple of bucks. And did I say it's easy? The best part about audio interviews is that once you start doing more and more of them, you'll start making friends with your experts, and they'll want to help you and probably even work out a deal with you to offer your products to their huge mailing list. And in this audio consultation, you'll hear a master plan for success that will help you jumpstart your audio marketing secrets business, no matter where you are currently in the process. I hope you enjoy. Now let's get going.
Stevie did his first interview on Friday.
That's great news, Stevie. Congratulations.
Thank you. We got an email from his partner this morning.
Yeah.
And he said, the editor of Birds Australia recently asked if I knew any young bird watchers since he's keen to promote bird watching to the younger generation. I hope you don't mind that I've referred a little brief on Stephen Deceen. He's quite a character himself.
That is excellent.
Should help Stephen too by providing an interview on his big Twitch. So that's really exciting. Stevie's already got his first referral, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Are they going to publish the transcripts of the interview? What are they going to do with it, the magazine?
We don't know. This lady is the partner of the man that Stevie interviewed, who is the one that is the sound recordist in Australia for doing lots and lots of CDs and things of bird calls. Stevie is a member of Birds Australia that the editor does an interview with Stevie. We're open to ideas. We've no idea where this can go, but we'd love to just see a broader picture than the little narrow one we're seeing at the moment.
Sure. Well, what you need is, like, let's say, for example, that the magazine wants to publish Stevie's first interview in the magazine, or they want to do a story about Stevie's interest in bird watching and do a short article about how Stevie interviewed this bird expert. And then at the end of the article, or maybe even the magazine would be willing to feature the interview in transcript form or direct the readers of the magazine to Stevie's website where they can access a free download of the interview, maybe of the interview transcripts or of the interview itself as an MP3 recording. So let's say that that occurred, for example, and you had a lot of interested bird enthusiasts interested in Stevie's interview and people who wanted to hear it. Then they would go to Stevie's website, and then your number one job at that website is to capture the name and the email address, or at least the email address of that person interested in listening to Stevie's interview, so you now have a chance to keep in contact with them about maybe future interviews that Stevie does with other bird enthusiasts, and then the whole idea is you can sell them something eventually.
He might be able to do them as a CD hard copy series. What do you call them?
A physical CD recording?
Yes, that's right.
Sure, you could do that. And I did look at the website of Stevie playing the cello, was it?
Yes.
That was excellent. It was very well produced. The video was excellent, and both of you did a wonderful job.
Only 10 then. He'll be 13 tomorrow now.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Good job. How many minutes or hours do you practice the cello every day or every week?
It depends. Usually about an hour or more. He's playing at the University of Adelaide next week for several days for a particular conference that's being held there. So at the moment, we're doing a lot more practice than that.
I see. Well, that's excellent. You must be proud. You did a great job. Did you sell about $1,000 worth of the CDs or $2,000 worth of the CDs?
The first year, we sold about $4,500, but it cost us $3,000 to produce.
Oh, did it cost that much to produce, huh?
So there was a lot of expense, and that's why this last year we realised that that could provide residual income for that particular project of Stevie's. Even though he's getting older, those DVDs will always be there as done when he was 10.
That's exactly right. And you had some hard cost in producing that. Why was it so expensive to produce that one DVD?
Well, I don't know. Our son-in-law is director of photography, one of the highest levels you can get in videos. And he does video productions that advertise all sorts of things.
Yeah, the video was very nice. That was exceptional. I could see that costing a lot.
It was a sound recorder to add the little bits of other instruments to it. So his figure was very high.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense. Well, you know, selling DVDs, it's a wonderful business. You're selling entertainment, you're selling information. It's kind of what I do. I sell information. Almost all of my stuff that I sell is digital, meaning I don't even have to put it on a CD. There's absolutely no hard costs except for the production. And as you know, doing an interview, you know, you just talk to the person on the phone and you record it. And, you know, you don't even have to edit it. I like to edit mine and clean it up a little bit. And that's something you don't even have to put on a CD or a DVD. You can just upload it to your website, kind of like I do. And when someone wants it, you just send them the address of where it is so they can download it.
The reason I was thinking of having it on CDs as well as on the website was then people, you know, when I go out with Birding Group, I have something there to sell them.
That's very smart. You can do that. Really, it doesn't cost that much to put it on a CD. You can make a CD for about $1.50, even with the cover. You know, if you shop around, you don't have to put it in a fancy cover either. You can just put it in a paper sleeve. You could burn the CDs yourself if you want. So that is true. If you're going to an event, it is nice to have something to sell. And maybe if you're at an event, I guess the packaging would be pretty important. But that makes sense. That's good reasoning, for sure. So you could do that.
My question is about the website. You know, he's got the name now, birdonews.com. We've bought the domain, but haven't got anything up at all. And it's a bit embarrassing at this point. We need to get going. Yeah, that whatever we do is going to be very short-sighted and we'll wish later, oh, if only we'd done this and that, and it will be too late, James.
You're afraid it's not going to look good? What are you afraid of?
Well, we can make it. But I mean, there's all those free WordPress things that you can use.
Sure.
We don't get somebody else to do it.
Well, I mean, if I were you, you know what Craigslist is?
Yes.
All right. Do you offer piano lessons or anything? Do you teach piano?
Unfortunately, not these days. I've had some major health challenges this year, and I was supposed to be teaching at the local primary school, but until I have surgery again next month, I won't be until next year.
Okay. Well, what you can do, Craigslist, have you heard of Craigslist?
Yes, I've used it.
Okay, so Craigslist has a section called gigs. And gigs is people looking for gigs, people looking for jobs. And whenever I need something and it's local, and I've used it when I've brought in web help and internet experts for my business, I just put a free ad up on gigs and I just say, I'm really bad at the internet. I've got this domain. Tell them what it's called, and you say, I really need someone for about $8 an hour who I can meet with, who can help me get a website up and published. And you just tell them exactly what you want them to do. You do not have to pay a lot of money for this. You can state that you're willing to pay $8 an hour. You'd like to come sit by my side, or if you live near me, you know, maybe you could just do it from your house. If you're interested, please email me back and tell me something about yourself so I know you know what you're doing. And then within 10 minutes, you will have people emailing you saying, you know, I saw your Craigslist ad. I can do this. There'll be people ready to get started today. It's a matter of either you pay a little to get it done and you don't have to worry about all the technology, or you can mess with WordPress and learn how to get that all loaded up on the site, which I don't even know how to do. I would pay someone to do that. Or you can pay somebody.
I guess I always take the hard route, thinking, well, surely we've got the brains, we should be able to figure this out.
Well, yeah, it's either time or money. For the web stuff, I would just get someone to help you. If they know how to do it, they can do it so fast, and it really shouldn't cost you a lot of money. You don't want to be taken advantage of, certainly. But pay by the hour, and a good web guy who needs some extra money would love to come over and help you. I mean, there's teenagers who know how to do this stuff like the back of their hand.
Yeah, Craigslist, I take your idea. I think Craigslist is only for America, isn't it?
No, it's all over the world. I bet you have it in Sydney. I can look and see. Let's see, hold on, let me double check. Yep, Craigslist, Sydney, Australia.
Oh, okie-dokie. It's a few years since I used it, so I will look at that.
And you'll go down to the bottom right of the screen once you're there. Well, it's called Gigs, and there's one called Computer, and that's where you would post your ad on. I'll send you the link if you are looking for Gigs. And if not Craigslist, call your local computer store and ask, do you know someone who's really reasonable who knows their way around the Internet? You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's Hard to Find Seminars. .com.
Very good. Okay. That's a good idea.
Maybe even someone at your church who's really good at computers. But you can find the help to get that website published. That shouldn't be too hard.
Okay. So then once we've got it published and we put an opt-in button, you know, I mean, at the moment there's only one interview done. If we can quickly get another, say, half a dozen done, when do we hit the publish button, you know?
Yeah, I would concentrate on getting as many as you can done. Now, you know, when I do my interviews, mine are really long. I'll sometimes do them for a whole hour or an hour and a half or 2 hours, and that can really slow you down because it's a lot of editing and it takes a lot of time, and to do the transcripts can be expensive. But, Stevie, what you can do is, you know, what's real important about these interviews is getting the top people in the niche of birds. So you got to find the superstars, and you being young, you know, I could see a lot of people saying yes to your interview request. And the biggest names in bird watching, whoever they are, I don't know who they are, but I'm sure there's superstars of bird watching in this niche. Okay, so you need to contact them and say that you're turning 13 or you're 13 and you love bird watching and your goal is to build a resource for young bird watching enthusiasts that you just want to share it with the world. And would you do me the honor of letting me do an interview with you so we could share your expertise with all my future young birdwatching fans? You could contact them either by phone or by email or by a letter. And sometimes the superstars, you may have to send an email and then follow up with a simple letter. You can type it out so you don't have to write it out by hand every time. And then you'll get a lot of these guys to say yes. And then what you should do is maybe only do a 10-minute interview. It doesn't have to be an hour long. So if you do a 10-minute interview or a 15-minute interview and just kind of ask them the stuff that you're interested in and that you think other bird watching enthusiasts would be interested in. Now, what's important about getting these superstars is that you're going to be able to use their names on your website. Give me a name of one of the superstars of bird watching.
Mark Carter.
Mark Carter?
Yep.
Okay, so if you say, this is Steve Aveling Rowe interviewing Mr. Carter, you're going to be able to put on your website that you have an interview with Mr. Carter. Now, all the people who are interested in bird watching, who are maybe going onto the internet searching for Mr. Carter's books and his CDs and his cassettes or whatever he sells, there's a good chance of these enthusiasts finding your interview with Mr. Carter.
Quite a few of them, they don't actually have websites because of the numbers they've seen. Some of them have no care for internet.
Do they have books?
No. Some of them do, but you need to go for some of the ones that have books.
Well, what makes that guy so famous?
He's seen the most birds in Australia. He's seen 818, I think.
Does he share it with other bird enthusiasts? Do a lot of people know about him?
Oh, a lot of people know about him.
Does he have any products or any information? I mean,
nothing. He's quite an aged man now, but he doesn't like the internet.
Well,
yeah.
And I think Michael is going to say that you need to find people who are well known.
You can still interview him. Look, if you can get him to say yes, it's no big deal to get a 10-minute interview with him. If he says yes, take the opportunity to do it. Because still, that's going to be valuable. If he's the guy who's seen more birds than anyone else, then that's great to have. You're the kid who's got the interview with the guy who's seen the most birds. And you can brag about that. So, you know, as you collect all these interviews, and you're interviewing really great people, smart people, you know, within the bird watching community, you're going to be able to brag that these are the reasons why you want to come to my website. And maybe, you know, if you get 10 of these interviews, you know, there's different ways you can make money with it. You could give one interview away for free, and you can say, if you like this interview, I've got 9 other interviews with these other experts. And then you have a description of what each interview is about. You have a headline, and you have a description. And so you show them what they're going to get for $20 or $30. Whatever you want to sell it for. But the important thing is you need your own content. And once you start doing these interviews and you start collecting them, just like your DVD with the cello, it's done. You never have to redo it. And there's always going to be people new to bird watching, and they're going to love it, and they're going to want to learn as much as they can, and your interviews will help them do that. So you got to start building up these interviews to develop some product. And when I first started my business, I just gave them away for free. And then as I got more and more, I started packaging them into different products. So you maybe get 10, you could give away 5 and sell 5 if you want, or you can give away 3 and sell 7. You got to give some stuff away for free to prove that these interviews are really cool, that the people who listen to them and who are interested in them are really going to like them, and there's a good chance if they like the ones that they got for free, they'd be willing to pay $20 to get the other 7 or 5 that you have for sale.
This email that I got today from the lady connected with the fellow he's interviewed that is recommending Stevie to the editor of the Birds Australia magazine, which goes, like, Stevie gets emails every day from Birds Australia, and people read these things all over the place who are into birds.
Do you know how big of a subscription Birds Australia is?
For a student, it's $25. There's at least 10,000 members in Australia with Birds Australia.
Okay. Here's the importance of getting your website up and getting some interviews done. And that is when an opportunity comes like this. Now, explain to me the email that came today. What did it basically say?
Well, she says, I'm Sheena, David's partner. He is so delighted to have spoken with Stephen. He feels now he will, oh, blah, blah. She says, if he dragged on too much, we can always have another attempt. Are you members of Birds Australia? The editor, Sean Dooley, recently asked if we knew any young bird watchers, since he is keen to promote bird watching for the younger generation. I hope you do not mind that I have referred a little brief on Stephen to Sean. He himself is quite a character, and I suggested he should help Stephen too by providing an interview on his big twitch, which was a year Sean took off running around Australia picking as many birds as he could, using up his inheritance. It makes for an amusing read.
You should contact that editor, especially since he's been emailed about you, and you should interview him. He's most likely a huge bird enthusiast, and you should interview him about his magazine, because as you build your website and you have interviews, he's going to want your site visitors and your fans to know about his magazine. So you're going to be doing him the favor, giving him nice free publicity, free advertising about his magazine. So he hopes to sell more magazines. And then he's going to owe you something. And what's going to happen if you give first, at the end of the interview, or you can contact him a little bit later, let's say you've developed 10 or 12 interviews, and he has a mailing list of all his subscribers, you can approach him and say, I've packaged all my best birdwatching interviews into a website or into a set of CDs, and I'm selling it for X amount of dollars. Would you like to do a deal with me? Would you like to promote or let the subscribers know about my interviews, and we can do a 50-50 split on it? So you could do a joint venture with him, and if you sell any of them, you could split it with him. So you've produced the product, and he has all the names of the people. So the most important thing is to have a way to contact the people who are interested in bird watching. And if he's a magazine and he's selling his magazine already, he's got the name. So it's a partnership. He's got the names. You're a young kid interested who would be interesting to his readers. You've put this great CD or this collection of interviews. You've gone out and interviewed the best bird watching enthusiasts. He would probably do that with you. And then your mom said you need to find the superstars of bird watching. You need to find the ones who have websites and who have books and who have products and stuff, because when you ask them to be interviewed, a big reason they're going to say yes, other than you're 13 and you're a cute kid and they'd love to help someone out young, is they know that during that interview, you're certainly going to ask them about, well, what is it you offer? Because when someone does an interview, it's usually they want to promote some of their own stuff. And that's okay, so you let them talk about their website and their products and stuff. But then it gives you an opportunity, once you're done with your collection of birdwatching interviews, to go back to that person that you interviewed and to see if they would offer your CD in addition to their products up on their website. So the interview is kind of like a way to get to meet somebody, and by the time you interview them, they're kind of like your friend in a way. You see? So if you find all the experts, and you don't only have to do people who have websites, but remember, the most important thing is you're going to need email addresses or names of bird enthusiasts. And if you're interviewing people who already have those names, who have buyers of bird enthusiast type products, you want to go to them and let them sell your collection of interviews for you. Or maybe they'll email their list to share your free interviews, the ones that you offer for free up on your site, and then the people who come to your site and they listen and they download your stuff, then they may want to buy the ones you're selling later on. For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Yeah, that's good. I spent a bit of time on Amazon looking at bird authors, and I've written a list of names that I think would be good for Stevie to contact there, because they've switched on people and they're well known.
Yeah, you can go worldwide, you know. You don't have to just do Australia.
Well, that's right. And on his introduction to his interviews, which I, that little bit that I emailed you, he said there that he wants to educate other young people about birds all over the planet, not just Australia.
Well, you'll be doing that by interviewing the world's best people. That's what I do. I mean, I'm not that smart of a person, but I'm interviewing the smartest people in the world on business and marketing. And so I'm the guy who's got the interviews that educate everyone. You don't have to be the smartest guy. You just want to find the smartest people and interview them. And because you're the guy who interviewed them, you're kind of tied in with them, you see?
It's wonderful. I'm hoping that the audio hijack is working properly, because I've been taking notes like mad, but I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, I'm recording on this end. It is pretty crackly, but you'll be able to hear it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, because you have such a courteous, lovely approach that I don't want to miss some of the sentences that you've suggested and the wording and the way you put them.
Yes, no problem. Well, it is recording, and then when we're done, I will save the audio recording and I will send it to you so you can re-listen to it over and over again.
I will much appreciate that.
Thank you.
That'll be a help. There's lots of ideas here, Stephen.
There are so many ideas, but the main thing, this is the hard part. It's doing these interviews. If you keep them short, it won't be that hard for you. If you keep them 10 minutes, because remember what the most important thing is. Stevie's got to interview with this guy or this lady or this guy, even if it's 10 minutes. If it was an hour or if it was 2 hours or if it was 10 minutes, you still got to interview with this guy, right? It's that name and their expertise. You get to brag about them. You know, it's just like, you know who Oprah Winfrey is in the United States?
have no idea.
You know? Who's a famous interview person there in Australia? You know who Larry King is?
I've heard the name. I have no idea what he does, though.
Are there any interview TV shows there that everyone knows?
There must be, but we don't watch TV.
Okay. In the United States, there's a show called Oprah Winfrey. You must have heard of her. She's a dark-skinned woman, and she had an interview show for probably 30 years, and she's worth billions. I mean, she's started her own network, but it all started out with all she did was interview people. Some of the most famous people are people who just interviewed people. You know, they were ordinary people, but they got great interviews. I mean, imagine, Steve, if you got an interview with Barack Obama, you know, the president of the United States, or the president of your country. You know, having that big interview is what's really important. It doesn't matter if it's 2 hours or 10 minutes. So I would recommend doing shorter interviews because it's going to cost you less money and less time in getting them all prepared.
Because the editing of the last one is going to take him ages.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're prepared, you don't have to do much editing. If you get your best questions all written out and they're all in front of you, and you can use those same questions on all the interviews. So if you just start with question number one and just ask him question number one and let him answer it, and then go to question two, and that's the easy way to do it. And if you just don't talk during the interview, and if they're an expert, they're probably a pretty good talker, there won't be much to edit. You may just have to edit the first part and the last part. So if you're careful when you do your interviews, as you get more comfortable, you'll find that the better you get, the less editing there will be.
I didn't sit in there. I wanted Stevie to have freedom to just be himself and do it his way. And he went into his bedroom and set himself up and shut the door and did it. But the little bit that I've had time to listen to since, a lot of these people just love to talk and they get a little bit sidetracked and off on a tangent and it goes too long.
That's going to happen. Look, this is their passion. They could talk about it for hours and hours. But your job, Stevie, as a good interviewer, is to keep them on track. Remember, you have a job to do. You can explain to them, if you choose to only do 10-minute interviews, you say, Mr. Bird Expert, I know birds are your passion, and I know you can talk about it for 10 years, but we only have 10 minutes, and I have my questions in front of me, so my job is to get through these, and my job is also to keep you on track. And so that is your job as a good interviewer, to try and not let them go off track. It's kind of like a fine line. You have to kind of gauge it. Sometimes you can get your best information, and if you're not in a rush, and this guy's really famous, maybe you don't want to limit it to 10 minutes. A super famous guy who has a lifetime of experience, a guy like that, you may want to go an hour. It may be worth it. And when they go off track, then they start giving you all the good stuff. If you just be quiet.
And I haven't heard the whole thing yet from the other day, but I know there's stuff in there that absolutely fascinated me, and I'm not a bird person. But as he got going and went off track, I'd think, mercy me, that's fascinating.
Well, that's true. So, you know, maybe the advice, look, 10 minutes, I mean, I've never really done 10 minutes. I mean, we've been on the phone already for almost 40 minutes. It's not like you're going to get a lot of information in 10 minutes. So maybe go the hour. Let them get off track and just be quiet. Don't talk. Let them just keep going and going. And you're going to find if you're just willing to listen, they will tell you some of the coolest stuff. But if you find out they're talking about something totally not relevant, you want to bring them back on track and maybe get them back onto your next question. You know, 10 interviews at an hour apiece, that's okay. You don't even have to edit them if you don't want to. Let's say you wanted 10 interviews in the next 30 days. You could get that all done in a month. Look, if you just stay consistent, I mean, I must have 300 and something interviews on my website now, and I haven't even been doing interviews lately. They really start adding up, and then you own them, and you can always sell them. You can package them, and you can sell them. It's a great thing to sell, and I don't know much about bird enthusiasts. Isn't it the number one activity in the world, or number one leisure activity, bird watching? Something like that.
Is it really? I don't know.
I think it is. It's very popular worldwide.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought this kid was cuckoo.
Oh, no, bird watching. Marilyn, you should Google it. Just bird watching statistics.
I will.
and you'll find there's all kinds of very interesting stuff. Another very interesting niche market, which I've known some people in my industry sell information products, is on training your bird, you know, doing tricks. You know, if you own a bird like parrots, and as a great example, if you go on YouTube and you type in parrot tricks or bird tricks, and you find some of the videos up on YouTube, you'll find people who sell products on how to train your parrot and how to train your gracie and how to train birds that people keep in their home. You should study and find out what are courses, what are things that people are selling related to their birds. And you'll find all kinds of interesting stuff. So you may want to do an interview with someone who trains birds. Maybe the reason is because they have a list of enthusiasts. You could do 10 interviews with bird trainers, 10 experts who know how to train your parrot. I don't know. There's all kinds of things you can do.
Yeah, well, I'm more interested in the side of things where you go out there with your binoculars or...
Okay, then do that. Then that's what you do. If you're interested in that, stick to that.
Right.
Because that makes it interesting for you, and even if you never did anything with the interviews, you're still learning from the best.
And that's the thing about it, because you make friends from the people.
That's right. You do. You'll make friends with them. And they'll want to help you out. When you come to them and you say you're trying to earn some money for a new car in about 3 or 4 years, you say, well, I've got this collection of these interviews I've done in the last year. I've got, you know, 40 or 50 interviews with bird watching experts. And, you know, I've got them all packaged up. Would you be willing to offer these to your subscribers or to your list? And you do a deal with them. It's a product that can be sold.
Right. Good idea.
Yeah. It beats a regular job where you only make $6-7 an hour.
And you get to learn a lot as well.
And you get to learn a lot as well. That's exactly right.
Well, it's the sort of avenue that we want to encourage him in, because we don't want him to be stuck and chained like we are.
I think it's great. There's a lot of money to be made, and it's fun, and you're doing something interesting. It'll be hard figuring out the marketing part, and it'll take some time. But if you stick with it and don't quit, you will do it. I'm confident.
I've had so many ideas over the last few years, and not one of them has gotten past the post because I just haven't focused on that one thing.
It's hard for me, too, you know. I have so many things I can do, and I get paralyzed as well. That's why I started it off that way. I can relate, but you just have to kind of choose and get one going.
Right. Michael, we are grateful. We really are. I've written tons of notes, but I'm going to be glad to listen to this, and I'll just type it out as I listen.
I'll send it to you right when I hang up with you. I'll get it off the little recorder, and I will send it to you. So look for that. It'll be an MP3 file, and then you can re-listen again and again. And just look at my website. Like, go to my website. If you go to the product section, you'll see all the blue squares. And if you click on each one, you'll see my sales page. My sales page, it's pretty much the same for all of them. You know, on each one of your interviews, Stevie or Marilyn, you'll want to write a description. Now, I pay someone to write mine. I don't do them myself. After I do the interview, I send it to my writer, and she writes a headline for it, and she writes a nice description of exactly what the interview is about. And then so on my product page, when I'm selling it, I say, here's what you're going to get. The first interview is titled this, and here's what it's about. So your readers who are going to buy your product, whether it's for $10 or $20, they know exactly what they're going
to
get.
You know, what do you pay your editor to do that?
Mine has been doing mine for years. Well, you want to find someone who's good, who's a good writer. I've used Craigslist. I'm looking for someone who's really good at writing. I interview bird enthusiasts. I have a 30-minute interview that you would download. You're going to write me a headline and a description about what the interview's about. And then what you can do is you can send them to my website and say, here's an example of what I'm kind of looking for, and show them some of my interview descriptions. That's the end of our interview with Bird Boy. I hope it's been helpful, and I hope it's given you encouragement that if a 13-year-old kid can get off his butt and do this, so can you. For more great interviews like this, go to Google and type in Audio Marketing Secrets, and you'll find a special offer for my complete how-to course.